here a little bit. So the Maisa, we have a very interesting sugya. It's interesting. I'm not getting into Tifa Alamdis, but just very interesting. The Gemara brings a case where he was Gacha V'Lachish. So Rashi says, Benachas, Shelo Shama Hama'arir. And the Bach changes the Gersa, Shelo Yishma Hama'arir. So the Bach is, according to the Bach, Rashi is explaining why in the world the guy was Gacha V'Lachish. Teretz is because he didn't want the Ma'ar to hear. Haguba, why didn't he want the Ma'ar to hear? The Bach doesn't tell us. We don't really know. It's a little bit strange. What is he? What's he keeping? The Ma'ar knows it's Mezuyev. The Ma'ar said it's Mezuyev. So why is he trying to hide from the Ma'ar? What's he hiding?
Right. What's the nafkamina?
I mean,
he knows he have a migul.
I didn't get to that question. I'm just saying, even what's the guy thinking? Why is he doing what he's doing? Like, what kind of mishigas is this? He doesn't want him to know. What I mean, what you know, you're, who are you hiding from? The Ma'ar is the one that said it's Mezuyev. But okay, but the second question, which is a more important question, is who that am I? The guy has some mishigas. He has some crazy mishigas that he doesn't want the Ma'ar to hear. Okay, I don't know why, but why the Gemara tell us such a thing? It's totally irrelevant and immaterial, right? That was the problem in the Gemara. I think we asked that kasha. So what's very interesting, you look at the Rambam. Let's look at the sheet that I sent out. So you look at the Rambam.
Let's see that.
The rule in Rambams is that there's a rule. They say this rule. I can't tell you where it says it, but it says pretty bavus. Is the Rambam doesn't change the case of the Gemara. Even if halachically, there's a, you know, even for the sake of making the halacha usually clearer, the Rambam sticks with the case of the Gemara. That's a rule that they say very often. The Rambam, you know, the Gemara picked this case. The Rambam picks that case. He could have paraphrased it. He could have changed the case. He could have simplified the case. Once the Gemara has this case, Rambam picks the case of the Gemara. They say that in many of the Klodim. In the, I'm sure if you look at the Yad Malachi, and I'm not really sure, but you see that in many Klan the Rambam. So here, the Rambam said like this: Hey, v'yem ma'arer edim shezu azade shalom. V'zeh shebisaykal toim imkola karticha. Now there's hey, v'yem ma'arer edim shezu azade shalom. That's not in the Gemara, but the Rambam adds that to the Gemara because you need that because he has to be the Marikama. The Gemara doesn't say that we know he's a Marikama. So that's fine. The Rambam's allowed to clarify the Gemara when there's an important piece of information which the Gemara left out because the Gemara thought it was self-understood, but the Rambam was speaking to, you know, so to speak, not as great people. So he adds information that the Gemara left out. And the Gemara doesn't say that we have Edim that he's a Marikama, but obviously that's the case because otherwise, why would he win? The other guy doesn't even need a Migur. What does he need a Migur for? You're a nobody. So you have to make an Ukimta in the Gemara that we know that he's a Marikama. How do we know he has Edim? So that's fine. The Rambam is clarifying the Gemara. Okay, so this shtar mekuyim, this is to answer the Rashbam has three possible pshatim in what the migui. So the Rambam answer is that he has a migui because the shtar is already mekuyim. I don't even know if any of that fits into any of the pshatim in Rashi. One pshat Rashi is Ishtar Amana. The other pshat is that he could be Mekayim. The other thing is Mekuyim.
I think it's a rush like that.
The lotion of it. And the third, so he's been making an Okimta that's already Mekuyim. Okay, that's also good because he's explaining the Gemara. Betuan Amahara Shimizuyat. You're right. Kainu, it's true. So he adds, that's not in the Gemara. In other words, the Rambam is explaining, the Gemara says they took the shtar for a koldehu. So it's not clear what's koldehu. What did he think to do with this shtar? So the Rambam, you know, if I didn't see the Rambam, I would have thought differently. I would have thought that he took the shtar because he thought he would fake the guy out. And the guy, since he's claiming there really was a shtar, so he thought that he could trick the Marikama to think that he really has the original shtar. That's what I would have said.
And he thinks that the Marikama doesn't remember which Adam were on it? Like he got two...
Okay, that's what I would have said. You know, you're right to disagree. Obviously,
I'm just trying to know what's going on in his head. He knows that they both know that those weren't the people on the shtar, right?
I agree with you. That's probably why the Rambam doesn't say like me, because that's not what the Ayin Lav means, I don't think. So I would have said, if not for the Rambam, when I read the Gemara, I thought it means, you know, he thought, listen, you know, you hear all these stories about the guy that came to the gate where he had to get in, and they asked for identification, and he pulled out his library card, and they let him in. You know, what kinds of funny stories like that? The guy was able to cross the border with a library card. He saved his life. You know, so that's what I thought, Pshat of the Gemara is, that, you know, I thought you won't look at the, I'll present my documents, and you won't bother looking at it, won't even bother reading it. And I'll say, Hashtara, and you'll think, oh, I must still have the shtar. But
Rabbi, it would seem a little bit of a support to Rabbi's Havmina is that it seems the most likely scenario here is that it might very well be the same Adam. Yeah, if it's not the same Adam, it's unlikely. The Adam fooled, according to Wamsha and Rashi, they were so fooled by the forgery. That's one thing. But they didn't remember that they never signed for such a transaction.
Yeah, okay. But you can't say it too much because the Maisa, then you will be a raya that's really a good, that's true, and that we don't accept such a raya. So obviously we're choshesh that there was no such transaction, and they still were fooled. So you see, it's such a possibility.
I'm just saying that the Edom are probably the same Edom. So you can't, Tzvi was asking, didn't the Moicher know there's different Edom? I would say the same Edom.
Right, okay, I hear. Anyway, but the Maisa, the Rambam don't say it like me. The Rambam says it's Kedei La'ayim Alav, which sounds like that it's just to scare the guy. In other words, you know, it's like, you know, that he should see that I'm a good cheat. Because he'll know that I lost the shtar, but you know that you're dealing with a tough cookie. You know, that, okay, I lost the shtar, but I forged a different one. So there's no point in denying it because I'm going to win anyway with my full shtar. So you might as well admit, you know, because you're gonna, you know, I don't know, that's what I thought it was like, that Aymalav means. Okay, anyway, that's what my grandma says. So I did it, that Aymalav, she yoyde, she morchani be'emes. So for how we do rot, say, I may be shara, she may kuyim, who? Harei zen neman, they most is on the mitachas yad, and shava heses. So what's interesting about the Rambam?
It's mashma that he's the whole Gachim Velachish part is out.
Right, he doesn't bother mentioning Gachim Velachish. So the Gemara says it. The Rambam can't argue with the Gemara.
So he'll just say that it was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, but it was irrelevant.
Right, so the Chayra you see from the Rambam. The Rambam is sticking with the case of the Gemara. He's not making up a different case. He's sticking with the exact case of the Gemara. But he's going to leaving out the irrelevant information. And the Rambam holds that Gochin v'Lochish is totally irrelevant. In other words, I thought that was very daichik. I admit. I thought you can't say such a thing. If it says Gochin v'Lochish in the Gemara, the Gemara wouldn't say something if it's not relevant.
It's relevant. I thought we were saying pshat and what the guy was thinking. So it's relevant. But it doesn't mean that it changes the halacha if it's not gochin
v'lochish. No, but I thought it would be relevant. What do I care? The guy had this crazy thought. What do we care what his crazy thoughts are?
So what was the reason Lamaisa at the end of the day? So what was that svar at the end of the day? Why
we'll go over it. But the way I thought that Wednesday is that if the Gemara mentions Gachin v'Lachish, it's not just that this was his crazy thought. In other words, we're learning the Rambam, the guy, you know, the guy to be a Meshuggah to be Gachin v'Lachish. What was he trying to accomplish? I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. But it was a Maisa Shahaya came higher. Can't ask kashas on a maisa, but it's solely halachically irrelevant and immaterial, and therefore the Rambam leaves it out. So then, of course, you would say if that's the case, so that's also true. In the Rashbam explains what the guy was thinking, according to the Bach, the Gersish Shlo Yishma. For some strange reason, he didn't want the other guy to hear. Kasha Maisa. He didn't want the guy to hear. Why not? I don't know why not. Maybe Pshat is because La'ayim, he thinks he can still scare him. So even though the guy didn't get scared, he thinks he'll continue to scare him by making believe he still has a good start. Now, that would be the push of Pshat, even though Rashbam doesn't say La'ayim. But okay, maybe Rashbam agrees to the svar of La'ayim. So I don't want him to know that I admitted, because called man, I don't admit. I'm still scaring him.
The Rashba's not talking about after his Mekuyim.
What?
Isn't the Rashba I'm talking about before it was Mekuyim?
I don't know, but I'm scaring him because I could be Mekuyim in. So he knows I can be Mekuyim in somehow. I don't know. I don't know. It's not really so relevant. But the Parshat Pshat is that if the Rambam obviously left out Gochin the Lachish, so that means that it's not relevant. The Gemara said it was a Maisa Shahaya. Rashi, the Rashbam, who says Shlo Yishma, he's explaining, listen, the Gemara says it, so he has to explain what's going through the guy's head. But also Pasha, why should we make a Machlokes Rambam and the Rashbam? If the Rambam holds halachically it's irrelevant, the Rashbam would also probably agree that it's halachically irrelevant. Okay. Now we get to the tour. Let's read the tour. The tour. Boah, Hamaksik, Mikok Shtaro, Sheyesh lo Shtar, Shekana, Mamarir. Mamarir Toein, Shehu Mizuyev. Bahoide lo Hamaksik. And a Shaomar Shtar Kosher Hoyeli V'Ovad. Right, he changed from the Rambam that he doesn't say that it's already Mekuyim, it's just Yochol Ekaimo. Oshu Ba'atmo Zayif also Acha Edim Sevurim Shukhasim Es Yedeyim V'Yekaimu. So, Nishma Shukit Varam Idim Mamidim Karka Biyado. Okay. So, what does he say different than the Rambam besides about the Shtar Akiyim? He doesn't say the Ayim. Okay. Oh, he does say, I'm sorry, take it back. He does say the Ayim. Kedei the Ayim Alepo. Yeah. So, what does he say different than the Rambam?
I only noticed the word loy, that he's made it to him.
Oh, okay.
But that
the hoy that low. Okay. What else? Is keep on what else you notice?
Shiachol Kaimo is supposed to be McQueen.
So before that way. The hoy that low I'm asking. It's a star kosher and either well that Mamardi I can't be on these kiday the aim of the call. Yeah.
It's what he says different or what he doesn't say?
What he says different. Okay. It's like low. What is he?
I'm talking to him as opposed to, no.
Right, he says, I am Olecha.
Like he's talking to him.
He's talking to him. First of all, Haidelo. So Haidelo, Sandy said, I agree, he's cautious, I'm talking to him. But I am Alecha is for sure talking to him. Haidelo, I'm not 100% sure he's talking to him. Because it could be, I'm not sure. But because Haidelo is a third person. Lo is not him. Haidelo. But I am Alecha means he's talking to him. And he says, you know why I did this? To scare you. So the tour is saying L'chaira Beferish that he's speaking to the Marikama. And he says two things. He said he goes out of his way. The Rambam says Vahida. Comes along the tour and he adds the word Vahida Lo. What is he sticking the word Lo for? What was wrong with the Rambam? Vahida Barashtar. He quotes the Barashar the Maxik. He says, oh, the Maxik. Rambam didn't have the word low. Why does he put in the word low? And I don't know. It says it came from the rush, but I don't think it came from the rush. I think I looked, because sometimes the Torah gets his words from the rush. But I don't think it came from the rush here either. I checked, but let me check again before I make a fool of myself. Yes, it doesn't say anything. Talking to the Lashon Hara, ain't shy that term that might be the Irkas. Just word for word the Gemara, the words, the same words that we have in the Gemara. He's using really the Lashon of the Rambam of a Hayden, and that's not the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Hayden. The Gemara just says Gachin the Lachish. So he's using the Lashon of the Rambam, but he goes out of the way to add the word lo.
Is Rabbi asking that also that it's Stam weird that in a courtroom, the litigant is not addressing the other litigant, he's addressing the judges?
No, I'm not asking. I don't know. I'm asking if I cared. I'm saying, I don't understand. I'm not asking. I'm making an observation before we ask a question that it looks like the tour took the Rambam's Lashon, and he made a few minor tweaks. And L'chaira, he did that on purpose. He called them a Maxik, instead of calling him Barashtar. Okay, maybe that's clearer. But why does he say he calls him a Haidel Lo? The Rambam just said a Haidel. And the next line he says, the Rambam says, "Kidei la'ayim olav," right? The Rambam speaks in third person. And I mean, this is "Kidei la'ayim" definitely comes from the Rambam. No one else said "Kidei la'ayim."
No, I definitely understand Rebbe's point.
Let me finish my point. So the rush that the tour took the Rambam's lashon, "Kidei la'ayim," and he changed it. That instead of saying "Kidei la'ayim olav," he wrote "Kidei la'ayim alecha." So what it sounds like is that Mr. Tour went out of his way to make it clear that he's speaking to the Marikama, which is pashtus, very strange. Because why does he do that? The Rambam didn't say that. So now the Rambam could have meant it, but he didn't say it. So, but further, one second. I just want to get go. Rashi clearly says that he wasn't speaking to the Marikama, because Rashi says, at least if you read the Rashi either way, but for sure if you read like the Bach, even without the Bach, he didn't want the Marikama to hear. So according to Rashi, he wasn't speaking to the Marikama, he was speaking to Rabba. So here we have like this. Rashi, the Rashbam clearly learns the Gemara that the guy was made to the Rabba, but not to the Marikama. The Rambam is neutral. The Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam skips the whole thing. The Rambam, you can learn, he says, he speaks third person. So he's also speaking to Rabba. He's speaking to Rabba. He's saying, I did it to scare him. So the Rambam's Lashon is also mashma, in a sense, like the Rashbam, that he's speaking to Rabba. Why did I do it? Gidela, I am a love. Comes along the tour, and he changes. He goes out of his way to argue with the Rashbam. Why in the world? There's no reason, there's no indication that the Rambam holds that way. Why would the tour change, make two changes in the Rambam, which makes them arguing with the Rambam, with Rashbam? Pashas is no nafkamina, there's no difference. It's just Maisa Shahaya. What is he? Are we making a machlaikis? Why are you making a machlaikis in what the Meshuggah case was? You know, that's something, because we don't know the guy was Meshuggah. You know, like, we don't know any logic for the guy, why he was Gochan the Lachish. So why is he changing the case for no reason? It's very interesting. Strange, but interesting. Why would the Rashbam do such a... Why would the Torah do such a thing?
Does the Torah have Gachan V'Lachish or no?
No, does not have Gachan V'Lachish.
I understand, but it can't work with Gachan V'Lachish? Or
he doesn't mention it. He doesn't mention it. I mean, I'm sure maybe the Torah read the Gemara.
Maybe he's making a point of...
The Gemara is Gachan V'Lachish.
Maybe he's making a point of saying that Gachan V'Lachish was just a story, and don't make the mistake and think that there's a halacha difference. Even if it is, he's saying directly to the guy loud and clear. Maybe that's good for the Vart.
Okay, but then that is what I would love to say. Because if that's true, that would be a gevaldige thing. Because Reshiva once said the most, I don't want to say backwards Svara, but he once said this, that if there's a, I don't remember what parish we were learning, but there was a mefarish that says, don't be mefarish like this. So the Reshiva said, aha, that's a raya, that's a good shot. Because if it wouldn't have been a good shot, he wouldn't bother saying, don't be mefarish like this. Obviously, there must be some great people that learned that way. And he felt the need to tell you, don't be mefarish, right? Normal person would have said, pumpakir. He said, don't be mefarish. Obviously, it's wrong. But the Reshiva brought a raya. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember. But I remember I wound up in Blatchy. What a riot. Maybe it was Tysfus or the Marshal. If someone said, don't be Mefarish, it's a riot, then it must be a good shot.
That's right.
Grumblatt's not to be Mefarish.
That's right. Grumblatt's famous thing. Every Lekala Meymar is really an Ekala Meymar.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know Rabbi Grumblatt. I haven't been in his share. But that's what Reshiva said. It comes from Reshiva. I remember that. So if C is right, let me just finish the thought. Because if Svi is right, then why did the tour go out of his way to say the Rashbam is wrong? That's not the case. So Svi is saying, because he was afraid that if someone would think the Rashbam is right, he's going to come up with the wrong halacha. So that means that what we said Wednesday might be right. That according to the Rashbam, there's a real, it's not just the Rashbam is saying it, it's just a Maisa Shahaya Shekain Haya. According to the Rashbam, there's a Nafkamina Lahalocha. So the tour who's writing a Shulchan Aruch has to tell you that the Rashbam is not right. If the Rashbam is now Nafkamina Lahalocha, the Rashbam is only just describing the crazy case. So for what reason does with the tour say, no, the case is different? Who cares? Why are you arguing with the Rashbam and what the case was? It makes no nafkamina. Why bother? And why argue with a Rashbam's a Rishon? We have to argue with a Rishon. Have no one supporting you, and just time argue with a Rishon for no reason. What the case is? But if the Rashbam is no geir halacha, and the fact that the Rambam left out gachin the lachish would be a raya that he doesn't hold to that halacha. So then the tour goes out of his way to change the case, so you shouldn't get the Rashbam's halacha. So that would be, I don't know, that's a pretty, not such a great raya, but that would be a raya to what we said Wednesday, that there might be enough, the Rashbam might have meant the halacha.
Can you explain Pshat in the Rashbam this way? I'm not getting an understanding why the Rashbam
We tried to say Thursday, Wednesday, Abshad and the Rashbam, which I will get to, why that the Rashbam may be held that it has to be, that halacha, it has to be this way. And if it wouldn't
you
be
couldn't
this
say
way,
to his face.
And it wouldn't be this way, then it wouldn't be, it would be have a different halacha.
Is that because he would be mamayda that it's a star?
We want
about stars and mail it.
We'll get there. I don't want to get off on the tangent.
That's not a tangent, it's John the Rashbam.
I understand, but I don't want to get off on that point yet. I'm trying to sticking with these three. In other words, we had some shot why in the Rashbam it could be that it's Dafka. And that if he would be made to the Marikama, he would not have a migui. Because it could be that he had some psychological, his migui is, but I didn't have to be made there, but you did not. You wanted to be made there. Because ain't other may is part of it, they bow chayvo. You want to say something like that? Makir b'shikro. Okay, but whatever the shot was, let's leave.
Rabbi, it's much more basic. If when he's gachem alachas, he's actually talking to the other baldover, like the Torah is saying, then that would be considered chayz of a tayin if he comes back with a new taina. But if he's just whispering into Rabbi's ear, maybe that's not called chayz of a tayin.
I'm sorry, I lost you. You have too much bikkies.
Maybe that's not. He's not coming. If he comes back and changes his taina afterwards, that's not called chayz of a tayin because he never tainted anything. He just told it to Rabbah. That's according to Rashbam. He just told it to Rabbah. He didn't mean to talk to the baldover. He didn't mean to lay out his.
He already talked to the baldover. He came in his original. He says. He said. He took out his star.
No, so let's see. He says, no, it's really a good star. It's not chas for Ba'alma. He says, Taka is a good star. Right. He can't. Could he change that or not? If he already said
it. But that's a case in the Gemara. No one denies that. You can't argue with the Gemara. The Gemara
is Gachem Velachish. Is that a real time now or not?
Before was Gachem Velachish. He came into Bezin. He said, hi, Shtara. So he said, hi, Shtara. And now he's saying Star Chafsa Biyami. So,
right. Is he really saying that or not?
What?
Is he really saying that? Or he's just whispering it to Rabbah?
He said it to Rabbah.
But if he's not saying it to the other Baldover, it might not be considered a real Taina.
I don't know. I don't believe that. He said it to Rabbah. He said it to the judge. The judge is the main person. Taina is what you tell the judge, that's where the court is. I don't know. You're not gonna convince me on that one.
Gachem Alachas might be a different din. He's not talking to him. He's not talking.
You gotta bring me a ride as such a rat. I would assume that what your tainas are whatever you tell Bezin, not what you tell the other guy. Tainas are what you walk into Bezin and say. So it's no matter what you say, he was chayzer his taina to some extent. And that's apparently not called Kaiser. I don't know. Is that made the fun? But I don't believe your the theory that kindness is what you speak to the other Baldover. I'm not ready to buy that. Don't sound kosher to me. Anyway, so it's very, it's not interesting that the tour goes out of his way, the Kaira. He added the word low. And he added the word, he changed. The Rambam says, "Kedei la'ayim alav." And what does he do? He changed alav to alacha. What do you have to change alav to alacha for? There was nothing wrong with it, "Kedei la'ayim alav." There it is, because he says he added the lo. So you're speaking to him. So when you're speaking to him, you can't say alav. You're speaking to me. So the two changes go together. He added the lo, and then he added the alecha. So, but why did he do it? Gupa, he should have saw the Rambam doesn't have the lo, because the Rambam had olav. So why did the tour change from the Rambam?
I'm saying Rabbi feels there has to be like a real solid havamina. Someone can make a mistake. I don't know the rules. I'm saying it's not like he wrote a whole paragraph. He wrote words very specific so that someone shouldn't make a mistake.
Okay, but that would still be something that there's room for someone to make a mistake. That's even that's good.
So what's wrong with that?
The Torah would grant That means that you have to say that if you held like the Rashbam, the Torah felt that there's room for someone to make a mistake. Worship shot, there's no room to make a mistake. What kind of mistake is anyone going to make?
Because they learned in Messiah that if we say something in a story, then that has halachic significance.
But why is it changed whether it's Olav or Olacha?
Then obviously there's nothing significant.
Maybe that's also significant.
What are you saying? The halacha applies without gofen. Halacha is the opposite of gofen v'lachish, right?
I don't know. I don't know what gofen v'lachish means according.
It's not in front of the Baal Tava. That's the point.
I don't know if that's what it means, and that's what Rashbam said. But I would assume the Torah translates gofen v'lachish differently. I would assume that he was, according to the Torah, what does it mean, gofen v'lachish? He probably said it not in front of the peanut gallery. I don't know. He didn't want his mother-in-law hearing. He didn't want his brother-in-law hearing. I don't know who he didn't want to hear. He didn't want his business partners. He didn't want the mafia people hearing. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Rav Yosef Cairo. So he goes ahead, and he also paraphrases. That's the Rambam's lashon. Right? So he's going back to the Rambam's lashon. That's almost, right? That's word for word from the Rambam. Almost word for word from the Rambam. Right? Again, word for the Rambam. So interesting. He's word for word from the Rambam, but he also adds the word lo. Again, it's word for word. Kosher, but avad, but akakti ze biyadi, shebiyadi, what we have is biyadi, rabbi shebiyadi, kidei la'ayim olav. So what in the world is the Shulchan Aruch doing? Right? It's mamish, the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Cairo, went ahead and he word for word of the Rambam, he added the word lo into the Rambam, right? Which is a chayra not in the Rambam. Unless I should really check the gerses. I didn't check the shops he prayed. I think I did check if there's a different gerse. I don't even. I think I did check. There was no different gerse, I don't think. He adds the word lo into the Rambam. And we saw on the tour, when you add the word lo, then you change olav to alecha, which is grammatically correct. Because if I'm speaking to you, then I am alecha. Comes along the Rav Yosef Cairo, and he puts in the word lo, but he sticks with olav. I don't know, that's time. Nisha'er. No, it's like weird. Like, what's he doing? If he wants to quote the Rambam verbatim, so write low without getting off the word low. You quote the Rambam, you add the word low, and then you stick in olav, which is not grammatically correct. And when he, why did you, if you're following the tour, follow the tour.
Is a taka wrong? In other words, what? a love is taka wrong.
It's nothing sound. If lo means he's speaking to him, then a love is wrong.
I'm saying if we never saw the Torah, we never saw the Rambam, would Rebbe read the Shulchan Aruch and say something's wrong?
Well, I don't know. What would I say? You tell me.
That's already a... What does the Allah mean? What does the Allah mean? Allah means on you. I don't know what Allah mean. What does Allah mean? In his...
I am Allah. Allah is him. To scare him. You don't say him when you're talking to the person himself.
Definitely it's strange that Shulchan Aruch picks and chooses, but as far as objectively the grammar, Haida Loi could mean to the Taina of the Ma'ar. Yeah. And Alecha, I am Alecha, is definitely right. Talking to him.
Right. So what comes out, I happen to agree with you. So it's strange why the Shulchan Aruch puts in the word lo, but Lechaira, the word lo, doesn't really mean anything. The word lo is a neutral word. It means he was hided to what he said, but not to his face. He was hided lo. He admitted he's right. So why the Rambam, why the tour? Why the Beis Yosef sticks in the word the Shulchan Aruch, the Chaber sticks in the word lo is strange, but grammatically it means that. So what comes out something very interesting then, that it comes out that the two Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Davka went back to the Rambam, not like the tour. You know, there's the tour. See, when I saw the tour, I didn't think the tour is arguing with the Rambam. I just thought that the tour is clarifying. You know, the Rambam was ambiguous. The Rambam left out Gochen Velachish. The Rambam didn't say who he's speaking to. So the tour felt like, I think, I don't remember, maybe Shmuel said it, I don't remember, that since the Rambam left out Gochen Velachish, so he's assuming that the Rambam's holding you, that you're speaking to that guy, because only Gochen Velachish implies that you're not speaking to him because you're trying to be secretive. But if you leave out the words Gochen Velachish, so Mistama, you're speaking to him too. So therefore, the tour, seeing that the Rambam left out Gochen Velachish, so he goes out of his way to add the words Olecha and Lo. And Avada, the Rambam meant it too. He's not arguing with the Rambam. My Rashbam is different. Okay, so there's a machlok. The Rambam is the Rashbam is different because the Rashbam had Gochen Velachish, but he saw that the Rambam leaves out Gochen Velachish. So the tour felt that the Rambam is arguing with the Rashbam. Maybe no nafkamina alacha, but okay, I don't know. But then the Beis Yosef, it's like strange. The Beis Yosef. If Dov is right, what the Beis Yosef is doing, he's saying, hey, wait a second. Tor, you got Ruam Shan and the Rambam. How dare you go ahead and say then the Rambam, he's speaking to him. No, he's not speaking to him. So it's like the very, very strange that all the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Tor, the Beis Yosef, and I don't know about the Rambam and the Rashbam, they're all getting into this like giant fight about something which is a chayre totally irrelevant, whether the guy was speaking to him or not. The Torah goes out of his way to say that he was speaking to him, and the Beis Yosef goes out of his way to say the Torah is wrong. You know, like, what's going on here? Like, who cares? Why is this important? Well, I think there must be something here. In other words, why did the tour go out of his way to change pshat of the Rambam? And why did Beis Yosef go out of his way to argue with the tour? I don't know.
Is it possible that it's really no difference and it's all avdafka?
I don't know. Why would they, if there's a lot of doctors, then why do they change?
I mean, if we take, if
the Rambam wrote Olav, the Rambam Torah writes Olav, the Beis Yosef goes back to Olav, what, there's just no difference.
I mean, if we put aside this whole Gochen Velachish, and we attribute that to the nonsense of the Amoritz Baldover. Yeah. He thought this meant nothing. So everything is transparent. Whoever you say it to, it's on the public record in court. Alecha, Allah, it all means the same thing. If you speak in court, it's on court record, and it doesn't, no such thing as Alecha or Allah. That nafkamina is all the amaratzis of the Baldin.
I don't know. I don't think, you know, where she would have liked that. No. You're quoting the Rambam, and then you change his words. Okay, that can happen. There's no difference, but there's no reason to change it. So why change it? It's for the health. And then why does it be safe to change it back?
Rebbe, is he speaking to the base then? When he says hold the law, he brings out the Shtar Shem Zuyev, the hold the law. So he's admitting
the Cairo and the Tour.
I'm in the Shulchan Aruch.
That's Rabbi Yosef Cairo.
Huh?
I mean, you're Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the third one.
Right. Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Behold the law. He's talking to the Beis Din. Behold the law. He admitted to the Marikama, Balash Darv. Omer Kainhu, he's speaking out of the Beis Din. Omer Kainhu, Aval Hoya Li Shtar Kosher. I had a Shtar Kosher. I mean, the Marikama is standing, they're listening. That he's speaking to the Beis Din. I did it in order to imaim him. He's not speaking to the Marikam. Right, he's speaking to the Beis Din. So then he says, "Vaitish yodesh imarchali." He goes back to the first person. I did it in order that he would be mocher. That he would admit that he sold it to me, Be'emes. So he goes back to the first.
He's speaking to Beis Din.
Right, he's speaking to the Beis Din.
Okay, I agree. That's what we said. That's what Dov said. That in the Rambam, in the Beis Yosef, he's speaking to Beis Din. Now, and we have no way of knowing in the Beis Yosef if the Baal HaShtar can hear him or not. We don't know. Since he's speaking to Beis Din, he's not committing himself, whether he said it out loud or said it quietly. We don't know. Right? It doesn't say. But what's fascinating is that the tour, by saying "Kedei la'ayim alecha," is learning that he's not speaking to Beis Din; he's speaking to the Baal HaShtar.
Right.
Right. No. Rabbi. One second. When the Torah says "Kedei la'ayim alecha,"
right.
So the question is, we're being fetchy, but why would the Beis Yosef argue with the tour on seemingly such an irrelevant point?
Right.
You know, there seems to be an irrelevant point if he's speaking to Beis Din or he's speaking to Baal HaShtar. Who cares? So why would the, you know, it seems like we're playing like a yo-yo here. The Rambam left it ambiguous, didn't commit himself. The Rambam, you could read either way. The tour went out of his way to write Alecha, because the Rambam wrote Olav, and the Torah switched from the Rambam from Olav to Alecha to make it clear that that he's speaking to the Baal HaShtar, and the Beis Yosef switches back to the Rambam, and you can't say it was copying the Rambam because the Beis Yosef added the word lo. So where the Beis Yosef to get the word lo? Because he was copying the tour. So if you say the Beis Yosef was just copying the Rambam and he didn't notice the tour, okay. But the Beis Yosef seemingly is copying the tour because he adds the word lo. Because like Dov said, I agree with Dov that lo could mean he admitted to him, but not to his face. But that's a funny, that's a little bit grammatically, a little bit improper. So Why would you write, if you're copying the Rambam, you're better off not writing the word lo. Just hoide is better than hoide lo. Lo is misleading.
Right.
So it seems that the tour, that the Beis Yosef was copying the lotion of the base of the tour. So it's like very strange. The Torah is copying the Lashon of the Rambam because the whole La'ayim comes from the Rambam. No one else says La'ayim. And he goes out of his way to change from the Rambam that the Rambam said La'ayim olav, he makes a La'ayim alecha. And the Beis Yosef, which is copying the Lashon of the Torah because he has the word lo, which doesn't really grammatically fit. And then he switches back that the alecha to olav. I don't know, it's just very strange.
Fine. Okay.
I don't know if Rebbe said this far before, but certainly La'ayim Alecha is a much more chatzavinish. I don't know if that's what Rebbe was trying to say before the Migos, but it's a much more chatzavinish for a person to say that I managed did it to you know, I wasn't afraid of you and that's why I did it. Versus I'm a love that he's telling Besdin, listen, I did it to try to just in case I could wiggle out of it. Isn't it a much more...
I am all love. He's the same thing. It's just that he's telling Bezin that he did it to trick to the I am to scare that guy.
Over here, he's, I am a lecha. What, doesn't that mean that I'm doing... He's telling the guy to his face that he's doing it to... you know, he's not afraid of him, and that's why he's willing to do it. He's willing to come there to Bezin to do it. No, I'm saying
that's why he did do it. He did it, but either way, it's what he did. He even as an I am out of what he did is he tried to scare the guy.
Either way, he knew he was going to be caught the same way, and not care to bring a full star. What?
I don't know. He knew he was going to be caught because. If he didn't think he was going to be caught, then he wouldn't say the I am a love. He would have said a different reason. According to the Rambam, Bechara, you have to say he knew he was going to be caught because he's saying, why did I do this? The I am a love. What do you mean? Maybe you did it because you wanted Stam to trick me that this is the real star. And then you just to use your, like I said, to use your library card as your passport. But the fact that the Rambam, everyone says, I did the I am a love. No one says I did it because I was hoping that you would fall for it. So it's mashmash. And no one thought that the guy would never have a havamina and he would get away with it.
Maybe the Beis Yosef is mefarish the tour. In other words, it sounds a little funny that they would say, you know, I did it in order to scare you. What do you have a conversation with the other litigant for? If he says, if I did it to him, I talked to the Beis then. What do I have to talk to him for? It's a little funny. I did it to scare you. What do you? He's a writer. He explains it to Beis Din. I wanted, you know, why I did it. I did it in order to scare him. You know, maybe it's just Mefarsh. That's what he means.
Okay, so why the tour? If the Beis Yosef is the right way to write, the Beis Yosef is the same way the Rambam wrote. You know, just it's not. It's just begging the question, though. You're saying that the Beis Yosef felt that this is grammatically more correct. So then, why the tour go out of his way to change it? That's the way the original Rambam is like the Beis Yosef. So like the Yosef Cairo. Why does the tour just go ahead and change things? It's very strange.
Does La'ayim mean to scare or to have more strength, like power?
I thought La'ayim means to scare.
I am more power, like more koyach, like to have more power. Okay, maybe I don't know.
I have to look up at the, you know, my Hebrews. I don't claim to be the world's greatest Hebrew expert. You know, I got slugged up on Shabbos. I mistranslated a word, so it does happen.
Maybe because if you just had the words of the Rambam, you might have thought that the other person didn't hear it. Like the Rashi, the Rambam is the Torah is bringing it out clearly that the other person does hear it. That maybe that's why the
so why did the Beis Yosef not one?
He's just saying, but just making it a little more correct that it's a mudner that the person would be speaking to the other litigant. He's just explaining what happened when he was really talking to the Beis Din. But the Torah brought it out in order that we should know that the other person, you know, is hearing it.
I don't know if there was a valid reason for the tour, then the Beis Yosef should have had that same agenda, Pashtas. Beis Yosef shouldn't go back sees the tour had a valid reason, and then he goes and says the other way. I don't know. Anyway, I'm looking at the Heidegger dictionary of the not a very most reliable dictionary in the world, but this is the dictionary. Va'aye means to threaten. Iyem is threaten. Iyem, threaten. It sounds scary. It sounds right. Okay. Anyway, what if we say Wednesday? We wanted to say Wednesday. I think that this is a little bit as a strictly right what we said Wednesday. That we wanted to, now obviously now in one hand it's a riot against Wednesday. Because on Wednesday we asked the Gasha why the Gemara is saying it. Because we were assuming that there must be a reason why the Gemara said Gochin v'lochish. We have a riot from the Rambam that there's no necessity. You can say something even though there's no purpose. So that Kasha that we asked, why did the Gemara say it, is not such a valid Kasha. But we had a different Kasha on Wednesday that besides why did the Gemara say it, we had a Kasha, why did the Rashbam, so why did the Rashbam say? So if you learn like the Bach, the Rashbam said, lo yishma, so the Rashbam is bothered by a question. You know, the Gemara tells you a ma'isa shahaya kein haya. There is absolutely no nafkamina l'alacha, but the Gemara is just telling you the ma'isa shahaya. So I want to understand, what was this crazy thing that the guy was thinking? What was he thinking? Why was he gochin v'lochish? So the Rashbam answers, because for some crazy reason, which he doesn't explain, he didn't want the marikama to hear. But if you learn the other Gersa, which is the original Gersa of Shama, so then what's the Rashbam saying? Why does the Rashbam make a point that the Maisa of the Marikama didn't hear? Who cares? Not relevant whether you heard or not. You want to say that he did it so he shouldn't hear, that makes sense. But that he didn't hear, that's irrelevant. What if he happened to have good ears and he heard? Sometimes the guy whispers and Apa began to hear, like, who cares? So you'll say, so the gut thing will be, you're right. And really, there's no reason why the Rashbam should say Shalosh Shama. Shalosh Shama. And that's why the Bach in his Gainis changes the Gersa. Because Shalosh Shama is a horrible Gersa. Because there's no reason to make that point. Shalosh Yishma makes sense. You're trying to explain why the guy did it. But Shalosh Shama is not serving any function. So why in the world would the Rashbam say it? So the Bach has a very beautiful agenda why he changes the Gersa. So I can't. The biggest raya that Shama is a bad Gersa because the Bach changes it. So okay, I agree. The only thing is, I said that I had this Messiah that I heard from my father, and he was very, very big on this. My father was very big on this. I think it was from Rav Yosha Ber, I'm pretty sure. But I can't say for sure. That he always said that the fakirat, that the old gerses are the original gerses. The fact that someone changed the gersa because he had a little bit of a kasha. So fakirat, you work on the kasha. That's a cheating answer to change the gersa. The gersa is a gersa, and you work on figuring it out. Don't change the gersa. That's cheating. You know, I used to go to Rav Shia, my chedusha, my chaburas on Rashi. Tell me it's a misprint. Change the gears on Rashi. No, it can't cheat. It can't do that. You gotta, well, that's what Rashi's printed. We gotta assume it's right. And you get, so that's what my father used to tell me. And I admit I never heard that from Rosh Hashiva. My father was very big on that. That from the, I think it was from a Yosha Ber. That there's an old Gersa, especially here, where it's not even, it's not like in the Gemara itself is changed. Sometimes the changes in the Gemara, the brackets and prefaces. But the Bach came along later, you know, and it's an outside and making a change. So we have to assume that the old Gersa is right. So I said a very nice shot. That shot is, I thought it was a nice shot again, is that the guy has a migui. What's his migui? I could have not admitted. But if Lu Yitzur, he, Gochin, if you don't say, If you don't say that, if you say that he admitted the Marigama heard, then doesn't have a migui, because maybe we'll say like this. He's embarrassed. You know, it's just, the forge of star takes a lot of chutzpah. The Gemara says a chutzpah inish is a yufei. That means that even though people might steal, but the Zayuve takes extra chutzpah. And we also know that there's an umdara of a person would be, when ain't other may is part of a Feba Chaybo, David says it's because he's Makir B'Shikro. So you don't want people thinking that you're a Rasha. So if it takes more rishis to be Mizayev than just to steal a field, so this guy is coming along to try and steal the field. Now the Marikama caught him, but he caught him. They're not only trying to steal. I would say like this: the Parshat Pshat is he forged the star. He thought, let's say Kipshuto. He thought, like we said, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says La'ayim. He thought the he would trick the Marikama to think it's really the star, and he thought he would get away with it. Now the Marikama caught him. So he's terribly embarrassed. The Marikama caught me forging a star. I'm so embarrassed. So it could be that the reason why he admitted that it's Mizuyev is because he doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of the Marikama. Now, he's still trying to steal, and that's not as embarrassing. One thing, the Marikama thinks I'm a crook. But it's another thing to think I'm a star forger, where the Gemara says a chutzpah of inis is a yuve. That's a much bigger chutzpah, not such a chutzpah.
Once he tells Rabba, Rabba's going to also say what Rabba's not.
Rabba's not going to tell the Marikama.
What do you mean, Rabba's not going to say what the halacha was based on?
But he's not telling the Marikama that I admitted I forged a star. So therefore, he said like this: I could claim that there's no migui. Because it's possible, Bishlama, I'm saying it backwards. If you, the way you did it, that you were gachin the lachish, so we have a gasha. Why were you gachin the lachish? You could have denied it. If you wanted to be a crook, you could have just said the star's kosher, and you would have won with the star. And don't say that you did it because you're embarrassed. Because you didn't tell the guy that it's not a forgery, that it's a forgery. You didn't admit. So you're just as embarrassed now as before. So then you have a good migui. But if it wouldn't have been, if he would have told the guy, if it's Shama, the Gerson Rashi Shama, if he would have said it in a manner that the guy was heard, then there's no migui.
The whole Gemara knows. Because we know.
Reason why you didn't deny it. It's because you're embarrassed. So that's a migui.
How could Rebbe say that Rabba wouldn't tell them what he said?
Why could I?
Gemara says it.
I told it then Rabba in secrecy. I was gawking the law.
Rabba told the whole world.
Rabba told the whole world. Excuse me, that's what you say.
He told us. We read it. What do you mean?
Gemara wrote it. But Gemara, what does it mean? Rabba got up in that place and he made an announcement.
Isn't it true that a Dayan has to say a psak based on why? He doesn't have to. He's going to say, I'm not telling you what he whispered. I mean, does that sound? I'm not telling you what he whispered. And I'm not telling you why he wins. But he wins. And that's it. Go home.
That's right. I don't have to tell you. So the question is not in Rabba's das. The question is in the guy's das. Now there's the fact that he was Maida and in a way without the in a gonka the lochish, so then he has a migui. Because why did he Maida? He can't say he was Maida because he was embarrassed, because then he wouldn't have been gonka the lochish.
Rebbe trying to help Shalei Shama versus La Yishma. Is that what you're trying to accomplish?
Right, I'm trying to get through Yashiv, the Gerus of Lo Shama. If you're learning Gare Shalom Yishma, then there's no problem. The Rashbam is going out, is explaining what's going through this guy's this Meshug in his head. Okay, that's fine. The Gemara says a crazy case. The Rashbam wants to explain what's the case. But if you're Garisho Shama, why does the Rashbam make that point that the guy didn't hear? So I'm saying, because if the guy heard, maybe the Rashbam holds that the guy heard there's no migui. Because we could, the whole migui is, I didn't have to do that, I didn't have to be made there. No, you wanted to be made there because you wanted to make sure that I heard.
According to this pshat, Rabbi's saying now, shouldn't the Rashbam anyway have said Shelo Yishma? It's really
Shelo Yishma Vilo Shama. He has like both.
Lashama is not really relevant. If the guy intended Shelo Yishma, but the other guy heard, he would still have amigo.
Okay, but the what's relevant? Hey, it's good. Bad. He could have said either way, but saying Lashama is also hitting the point on the head.
Why?
Because the fact that you didn't hear, I said it in a way that you didn't hear, so I have a migui.
1 second, you just said it differently now. I said it in a way that you shouldn't hear.
You
whether
you had
great ears or beard ears is not relevant.
What?
It's all in the das of the machzik. So what actually happened if the guy had a hearing aid or the speaker spoke too loud?
But the emphasis is on, it's not because what was he thinking? Why did he do it? It's that the fact that the Marikama doesn't hear me, that's why I have a migui.
But I'm not hearing Rebbe say that. I'm hearing Rebbe is describing the whole Svara. It's all about what was the das of the machzik. He would prefer to not be considered a forger in the eyes of the Marikama. Who actually heard what is not really the point. The lashon of Shalei Shama sounds like the whole focus is, at the end of the day, did
the ma'isa the guy heard, then we could say that he intentionally did it that the guy should hear. He wanted the guy to hear.
What if you knew that he tried the guy?
We don't have a machine to know what's in his brain.
But the Rashbam could still say it. Rashbam could say the right point.
No, because we don't know what's in his brain. You know, if he was Yeshama, so we have to be nervous and maybe he wanted the guy to hear. Maybe he's being tricking us. He's whispering, but he's whispering loud enough that the guy will hear it because he wants the guy to hear. So the emphasis is on that the mice of the guy didn't hear. And that's why he has a migui, because since he did it in a way that the guy didn't hear, then he has a migui. If he would have done it in a way the guy heard, then we have to be nervous that maybe he wanted the guy to hear, and that's why he did it.
So when the Bach says the word Shelo Yishma, do you say to the Bach, hey, Bach, how do you know what his intention is? How do you know what he's thinking? You don't say that to the Bach. You understand? Because the Bach,
I assume, did not agree with me. And the Bach felt that Rashbam, he was bothered by why in the world is the Rashbam saying that? And his answer was the Rashbam is trying to explain what's going through the Gemara says a strange story. Why did the guy do such a strange thing? So the Bach is trying to answer the Kasha. He felt that the Rashbam is trying to answer a Kasha. Why would a guy do such a thing? So the answer has to be because he's thinking Shelo Yishma. But I'm saying the Rashbam is not trying to answer why the guy did it. Anyway, that the guy's a Meshuggah. I don't care why the guy did it. The Rashbam is trying to point out that he did it in this way because otherwise he wouldn't have a migui. The Rashbam is a loch and a maisa.
Could the Bach agree with Rebbe, but just feel that
there would be no, there would be no, if he would agree with me, he wouldn't have changed the Gersa. The Bach probably changed the Gersa because he felt that there'd be no reason to say Lo Shama. Who cares? Say that Lo Yishma. That's Rashbam is trying to explain what's going, why, what's motivating this Meshuggah the Meshuggah Moxic. But I'm saying that Rashbam didn't care. The guy has a Mishigas. I don't care what his Mishigas is. Why is he Gachan the Lachish? Who cares? That was a Maitla Shoya. I have to tell you why he was Gachan the Lachish. But the Rashbam is going out of his way to say that the Maitla was set in a way Shelo Shama, so therefore the guy has a Migui. Because if the Maitla was set in a way Shama, he wouldn't have a Migui. So the Rashbam is a Nafkamina Lalacha. So that would help if I was trying to say a little bit in the tour. That maybe the reason why the tour, I don't know about not the Beis Yosef, but the tour, the reason why the tour felt it so important to the Afuke from Shana the Rambam, to make the Rambam klar, not the Pukichan Rambam, to point out that the Rambam is arguing that the Beis Yosef, the tour, is making a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef is, the tour is doing. Because the Rambam, the Rashi says, Shelo Yishma, and the tour says he spoke to him. So he obviously wanted him to hear. So why did the tour go out of his way to make a machlokes? Let him learn like Rashi. Like the Rashbam, don't make a machlokes. There it is, because he knows that if you're going to learn like the Rashbam, then you're going to come up with the wrong halacha. And the fact that the Torah, that the Rambam leaves out Gokhan the Lachish, means he doesn't hold the Rashi's halacha. So therefore, he goes out of his way to say that, no, I'm arguing with the Rashbam. It's very good that the Torah, the Davka, makes a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashbam, because he knows that it's an afkamina lalocha, and the Rambam's lashon that he left out Gokhan the Lachish proves that he doesn't hold of this halacha.
The Torah is learning not like the Bach Rebbe saying.
I don't know the Torah. That's what I would like to claim. I'd like to claim that the Torah read Rashbam like me, and he knew that there'd be this chiddush and halacha in the Rashbam, and he wanted to go out of his way to say that that halacha is not true. So therefore, he goes out of his way to argue with the Rashbam.
Isn't this pretty major nafkamina that the Shulchan Aruch just tucked it away by omitting a word and expected you to figure out that this is his way of arguing back on the Torah? And
well, all this no one, he doesn't tell you the Rashbam pshita. No one paskins like the Rashbam. So he doesn't have to worry. He's tucking away the Rashbam. There's no...
Who does the Shulchan Aruch really agrees like the Torah or agrees with Rebbe's Rashbam?
No, the Shulchan Aruch also probably agrees with the Torah, I would assume. I don't know.
So he feels
know, that's why we got the Shulchan Aruch is very strange. I don't know.
So Rebbe's saying the Torah was already Yotze making it clear, so Shulchan Aruch doesn't need to be Mefarish again.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch is doing. The Shulchan Aruch to me is a plea. Like, what's he doing? Why does he go back? If the Torah had an agenda, so why the Shulchan Aruch change from the Torah's agenda? I don't know. Okay, we're way over time. All right. Anyway.